Month, two elderly sisters were rushed to hospital in Cork City suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning. Noreen, who's 82, and 92-year-old Eileen Nocton were discovered when a neighbour became concerned. Following the incident, a company which makes carbon monoxide alarms contacted the Gardaí and said they would like to do something for the community. Superintendent Con Cadogan of Grona Brohair Garda Station is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
What's due to happen today?
Well, it's a community safety project involving sponsored provision of carbon monoxide and smoke detectors for the elderly and the vulnerable residents in the Blarney Street and surrounding areas.
So how many alarms do you have? Who gave them to you and who's going to be installing them?
We have identified approximately 300 residents in the area who are obviously in need of these alarms. And Apex Fire and EI Electronics have come on board. We believe that they're providing somewhere in about one third of those. And we're obviously hoping that more may be provided. Also, I suppose the Community Association, in conjunction with Age Action Ireland and Community Policing Unit here in Grona Brohair, are actually starting this morning installing some of those alarms for the most needy in the area.
So there'll be a lot of work going on today?
There will be, and certainly over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Will you tell us a little about the Nocton sisters? How are they now?
Well, both are still in hospital. Thankfully, they're going to make a full recovery. They're very fortunate, I suppose, to be alive. They owe their life to their neighbours, actually. And how this came about was that their neighbours noticed on the Saturday morning, the 29th of November, that they weren't out at 9 a.m. as they normally would be. Became concerned, called the local station here in Grona Brohair. Gardaí immediately went to the scene and forced entry into the house, where on entering the house, they discovered both sisters unconscious in the sitting room. We believe they had been there since the evening before.
And they had had, what, a stove or a fire or something like that on?
It was a stove, yes. And obviously the Gardaí were overcome by fumes as well at that stage and discovered it was carbon monoxide, actually, which is the silent killer, of course, as you're aware.
There's a lot to be said for vigilant neighbours, isn't there?
Absolutely, and I suppose I'd appeal, especially at this time of year, you know, to encourage people to visit your elderly and vulnerable neighbours, you know, because it's very important if you only just pop in to say hello and let your neighbours know that you're around. Certainly, this is epitomised by what happened with the Nocton sisters. They're alive today because of good neighbours. You don't have to be over-invasive or over-intrusive with your neighbours. It could be down to exchanging phone numbers and just letting your neighbour know that you're available. You know, there are many supports out there, both voluntary and statutory, which can be tapped into. And it's about, I suppose, pushing that button when it's needed to launch those supports. And, you know, unfortunately, all too often, I suppose, it's after the fact when something tragically has happened that a lot of those kick in. But by being the good neighbour, obviously, you can kick that in time.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us and the very best of luck with the work. That was Superintendent Con Cadogan there of Grona Brohair Garda Station in Cork. It's